Whether it's help with hormone therapy, weight management, or sexual health, every woman should have access to affordable prescription medication and personalized care that understands the whole woman. Join me, Dr. Doug Lucas, clinical lead of hormone optimization and longevity at LifeMD, along with other leading experts on the podcast, Here's Something Good on Women's Health and Longevity. To learn more, go to lifemd.com/iHeart.
If you're chasing data down instead of seeing it in one place, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite. All your data in one place with built-in AI for real-time insights. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Senator Alling.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, nothing says honesty like taking the fifth, huh, Doc? Let's try something. What day of the week is it today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color tie are you wearing?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color is the carpet in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Let's just get one thing straight. You don't have any rights under the Fifth Amendment because you've been pardoned, as you very well know. As the Supreme Court has been clear for a century and more, Brown versus Walker, 1896, when he has been pardoned, he may not stand upon his privilege. You know that. Your lawyer is sitting behind you now, shifting nervously in their chairs. They know it. This isn't about the Constitution. This isn't about the law. This is about contempt. Contempt for this body and contempt for the American people.
Oh, he's dead already. He's dead. It's like that, what is it? Simpsons. I almost said South Park. Wrong animated thing. The Simpsons thing. Where he's being beaten to death and all the kids are going, oh, stop, he's dead already. That was pretty gutting. And, I mean, imagine if we just said, well, I'd like to assert my Fifth Amendment. That's the big debate, by the way, over that, and we'll jump into some of that. The big debate is whether or not he can actually invoke his Fifth Amendment for something that he had already received, for which he had already received a pardon. And I know that's the big debate right now. If you look at the legal scholars and everything that they're arguing about this, it is, the state perjury within the state's purview comes into play, because Holly's arguing that the pardon removes his Fifth Amendment rights. I mean, it is, when you look at a federal prosecution, that is correct. But what the issue that comes into play is the state level or potential state level liability that could invoke new charges. So there's a little bit of a legal debate there, which I'm sure is going to be resolved. And we're all here to watch it. Hello. Welcome to the radio program. Dana Loesch back with you. Oh, we've got a lot to discuss. We have a lot to discuss. And it's very good to be with you. And what is today? Wednesday.
It is.
I was not on vacation, although I saw a lot of things. I wanted to get insight so I know exactly what we could, you know, things that we could be correct on as it pertains to a multitude of different issues affecting our nation today. And if you follow me over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, for those subscribers, you know exactly what all of that is. So all of this affects our United States, all of this, everything, all of it. So we're going to dive into all of that because it relates to Middle East and it relates to alliances and all kinds of stuff. But this hearing, this ongoing hearing, which just wrapped a little bit ago, led by Senator Rand Paul, that was pretty fascinating. I got to tell you, it's very weird sometimes when I talk about certain things on air because, you know, we're all regular people, right? We have kids, we have families. All of us have been affected by the lockdowns. Everyone was affected by COVID. Everyone was affected by the regulations, and people lost businesses and livelihoods, and we were all affected by that. And we also saw our kids forced into holding up. Kane, is it an exaggeration to say for 2 years? I think it was 2 years. They said it was 15 days to slow the spread, but let's be real. How long do these regulations hamstring our kids?
I think we're still dealing with some.
I mean, we are. You're right. But in terms of affecting everything from their day-to-day life to major milestone moments, things like that, I honestly think it's been a two-year-long process. And so those were formative years and formative events of which they were robbed. I mean, I had a college kid who was stuck in his dorm room and was only allowed to exit his dorm room during certain periods in which he had to stay so many feet away from everyone just to get his food at the cafeteria and then go back singularly to his dorm and stay ensconced in his dorm where he did remote classes. And that went on for a full year. And my biggest regret as a parent is that I didn't yank him out, but believe the school heard from me. So, it's an understatement. That being said, the reason I say this to you is I want to be able to talk about these issues in a very, you know, observational way. I mean, sure, you join the program to hear my take on things. But I have to be honest, when it comes to the issue of Anthony Fauci, hell hath no fury. If you want to know my God's honest opinion, I want that little rat bastard to rot in a prison cell. I think that his malignant narcissism, his obsession with self at the expense of the nation is one of the most egregious, heinous acts ever perpetrated upon this republic. And it's all well and good to have these hearings. It's all great. Fine. Have the hearings all day long. Have the hearings. Get your video where you're going off on Fauci. That's fine. Whatever. But if nothing ever comes of it, it's all theater. I'm tired of seeing people drag this little hoggle from Labyrinth. And that's what he looks like. Let's be real. To dragging him in front of these committees and going off if nothing's going to come from it. Kane, how many times has he been brought forward before these committees?
I'd say a handful of times is a fair.
Yeah. So, if we're not going to have anything that comes of it, what's the point? What is the point? By the way, this is cut three. His lawyer, they had to haul his lawyer out that sat behind him because he kept interrupting. Watch this.
A row behind you, sir. That's where you were told to sit, and you're not. And now you're disrupting the proceedings. And so, look, this is the way Anthony Fauci wants to be remembered, for a lawyer not listening to the rules. That's the way you want to be remembered, and that's what you're going to do. You are not recognized, sir. Security, please remove him from the room.
I just go into your. Now they're waiting for him to get taken out. By the way, we would be streaming on X, but they decided to change rules and make it to where we can't stream on X anymore. I don't know. That's apparently what it is. So I hate everything. So, yes, we can't stream. You're just going to have to. I mean, Elon Musk needs, great at business, but also at the same time, stop literally cutting your feet off. Stop it. So apparently we can't stream on X anymore. Anyway, so having the lawyer taken out because he wouldn't shut up in the middle of this hearing. What was the point of, if he's so confident that he's got a pardon and he hasn't done anything wrong, why does he need his lawyer piping up every 6 seconds behind him? Why? Why does he have to end up doing that? If he's completely innocent, That's the million-dollar question, is it not? Million-dollar question. So we have a lot more on this because we got a lot of the video. Some of the best and worst moments. I mean, he pretty much, 111 times, I think, he invoked the Fifth. Why would he have to invoke the Fifth? Did he do anything wrong? Right? That's the big, it's the question. Why would he have to invoke the Fifth? Just saying, why would that be? So, as you know, if you subscribe over at Substack, you know where I've been for the past week. I was up and down all over Israel. Up and down, and we're going to talk about some of the stuff I saw. It was really cool. Saw the pilgrimage road. The newly ongoing, I don't want to say excavated as in it's done, but the ongoing excavation of the City of David, which was amazing to see. So if I look a little, I'm slightly a little jet lagged. I had travel hell getting back because American air travel is third world country. It's Greyhound in the sky. Do you remember the ads back in I don't remember them, but I remember seeing ads that were done like in the 50s and the 60s where it showed all of these people, they were dressed really fancy, even in economy. And you were like getting shaved meats. Yes. And everyone had a white tablecloth tray and they were drinking champagne. And you look at those. I remember looking at that when I was a kid in textbooks, like these old ads, thinking, wow, like air travel, it's apparently really fancy. And then you fly on it and it's basically like you're writing the air version of a YouTube comment section in the sky. It's insane. It's heinous. It is so bad. So we had hell on earth getting out there, hell on earth back. I had 28 hours of straight travel, literally 28 hours of straight travel.
One way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got back yesterday at like 4 a.m. So I'm still a little jet lagged, only because we run it like a third world country. It is ridiculous. We're the United Flipping States, for crying out loud. If you have the energy to get upset over what's on a box of butter, you can do better about air travel in this country, you know? Just saying. So I was up and down everywhere in Israel, and I went to Sea of Galilee, which was amazing. Stood in the Sea of Galilee, went to Capernaum, saw this first century synagogue where scholars believe that it was the site where Jesus actually stood up and was able to and challenged some of the elders and was rejected ultimately. So it was pretty wild to be at this site where these scholars are pretty sure that that's the first century synagogue where it happened, and to be able to go on the pilgrimage road and the stations of the cross and see all of these things. And then I also went down to the Nova site. I stood not far from the Gaza border. I saw the town that Hamas took over for 3 days. I went with a Christian group. And as I wrote on Substack, I was not compensated in any way. I actually put the wheels in motion because I was interested in going anyway, my husband and I. And so we've never gone over there. So who are some of the people, like we wanted to like hire a guide. It's like, who are some of the people that we could, and we can trust to kind of like plan some of these sites and arrange it. And so I asked friends that had traveled to Israel before if they knew anybody who could do it. There was a Christian organization, a Christian group where they can take you over and they can arrange that stuff. So we went with them. And we did use, though, for some of the trip, privately contracted security, like near the border in Gaza and in Lebanon. There were a couple little sketchier parts, and we'll talk about that. But was at the Nova site, was all the way up near the border of Lebanon, Matula, saw literally everything. Tel Aviv was an old town. Jerusalem, went to Nazareth, where the roads are insane. And I saw so many historic sites from the Bible. I mean, just amazing to witness. And I have to tell you, despite all the narratives, there's this plucky, happy defiance with people there. And you have Israeli Jews, and you have Israeli Christians, and you have Israeli Arabs and Bedouins and all kinds. I mean, it's just, there's a lot to share. But it's funny, everyone thought my husband was a cowboy. I don't know if it's because of the beard or what. People immediately thought I was Spanish for some reason. And I'm like, no, seriously, English, please. And then they immediately started speaking English to my husband. We got a lot more on the way as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends, the folks over at Burn a Gun. I've told you guys a million times, I have zero issue throwing lead downrange of a threat to protect myself or my family. Zero issues at all whatsoever. But I also know that there are some times that you have to navigate restrictive gun laws, right? You have to go to places where carrying isn't possible due to municipal or private property restrictions. So what do? You got to diversify your security options, and that's where Byrna comes in. So Byrna makes a product called the Byrna CL. CL stands for Compact Launcher. That's the one you got to look at. They have other models, but this is the one for this defensive purpose. It's about the size of an iPhone. This is another tool in your kit when you can't carry, because you still have to be able to protect yourself. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 60 feet away. Now, why would you not carry a stun gun or something like that? And instead, well, you got maybe one or two chances with a stun gun. This has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. And it's not a gun. So it does not give a rat's backside about gun-free zones. There's no background checks. There are no waiting periods. There's no permits. You order it online and it sends right to your house. It's not a replacement. It is an option to have when your options are limited. So diversify your self-defense options. Visit Byrna.com/Dana, B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com/Dana to learn more.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs.
A lot of you might not know this, but I'm the world's best grandpa.
That's right. He has a shirt that says so.
And now with a newborn in our family, I'm all about finding safe, stylish, and affordable car seats and strollers.
And that's where Joy comes in. What started in the UK as an award-winning baby gear brand and number one car seat made its way to the US 2 years ago, and it's quickly becoming a household name.
Especially the Joy Pepper Spin SI rotating car seat.
Parents know what's up with the 360, giving you the ability to turn the seat toward you and making it easier to get your kids in and out of the car.
It has four modes of use, from birth to big kid, meaning this is the only car seat you'll need.
And even a grandpa like me can install it. It has two quick and easy installation options with labels on the car seat and how-to videos to ensure a secure, pain-free install.
And with easy-to-remove, machine-washable fabrics, you're ready for all of life's unexpected messes.
And we have a special promo for our listeners. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026.
That's joiebaby.com.
Use code POD20. That's POD20.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
POTUS even responded on this one. A hero lifeguard aged 16 filmed rescuing a boy 10 years old from some pretty ferocious surf at Seabright Beach on Saturday. The teenager, who's opted to remain anonymous, risked his own life to save the boy who was being battered by ocean currents. They actually had he went back to work, but they removed him from his shift for the day because he became such a celebrity that he kept getting stopped on the beach and he actually couldn't watch the water. So they had to bring someone else out.
That was a hell of a rescue.
Dude, he's apparently like a crazy good athlete. He went out and fought nature. He fought the waves and dragged this kid up. And then as he got more to the shore, other people ran in to help him. But He apparently is like a local athlete. He plays like all different types of sports, but he was about, they said, 200 meters from the beach. And this dude just like leapt into action, dragged the kid back to safety. It was pretty amazing. The surf is nuts there. So also, a smooth forehead is out. Strategic wrinkles are in, according to Wall Street Journal. I don't even understand what strategic wrinkles are. Dermatologist says that they want to preserve fine lines and facial expressions. So what does that mean? Like, I don't even know what that means. Okay. Tallarico leads Paxton by 5 points in a new poll from Texas Tribune. We're going to look at some of this here coming up because Paxton's also in a money crunch. Republicans need to take this race a little seriously. Have you ever noticed that most laundry detergent smells like something you'd use to scrub a toilet? I mean, no thanks. Nobody wants that. This is why I love and personally use Laundry Sauce, because it doesn't just get your clothes clean. It makes them smell absolutely incredible for days. Like, I'm smelling myself right now. It's so good. I want the smell of summer. You want the smell of summer. So you have to try their new limited edition Brazilian vanilla. So think of whipped vanilla and caramel and coconut and just enough warm woods to make it feel like summer in a bottle. So if you want something a little richer, Australian sandalwood, it's warm and earthy, and it's just one of those scents that lasts. And if you have sensitive skin, they have Himalayan cashmere. It's hypoallergenic, it's soft, it's clean, it's seriously comforting. It's not just about fragrance either. Laundry Sauce uses powerful bioenzymes to go after stains from barbecues, mud, coffee, anything, all the stuff that happens when you're, you know, living life. And they even have scent boosters, fabric conditioner, dryer sheets, fabric freshener, everything to take your laundry up a notch. So for a limited time, you can get 20% off of your entire order when you use promo code Dana at laundrysauce.com. That's laundrysauce.com, promo code Dana for 20% off.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
This is Danielle Fishel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
As a mom of two boys, car seats and strollers are a big deal. I want safe, stylish, and affordable.
And that's why I'm excited to talk about Joy.
As a new grandfather, I know a 360 seat is a game changer. With the Joy Pepper Spin SI, I turn the seat towards me, reducing lower back strain and eliminating the need to bend uncomfortably into the car. And I'm a grandpa now. My back always hurts.
And it's the only car seat you'll need, growing with your child from birth to approximately 12 years.
And we have a special promo for listeners. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026.
That's joiebaby.com.
Use code POD20, that's P-O-D-2-0.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I was just reading about how it looks like, I can't say what I really want to call it, but there's a little thug group being officially created. We all knew that they were little friends and they were whispering mean stuff about the U.S. on the playground. But now China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, a little plucky North Korea where they feed their family to dogs, and apparently just shot a general in front of their entire military. And there were photos of it. That's crazy. They're forming what's being reported as an axis of aggressors. And then also, we are learning that China's deciding to send weapons to Iran. What type of weapons? I don't know. Maybe shoulder launch missile systems. That's what's being sent to Iran amid the escalating conflict. Joining us on this and more are very smarter than us friends, Stephen Yates, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You can follow him on X at Steve Yates, my dear friend in your bunker, which is maybe where we should all go. It's so good to see you. China also cut a deal with the Houthis to have their tankers protected. So China clearly is working every single angle with Iran, taking advantage of this whole situation to come out better on the other end. What can you tell us about this? Because they're apparently also trying to like increase their, I don't know, ties, relationship, association with Brazil on top of this. We're going to dive into all of that. But with the Houthis and these tankers, they're going to get special treatment then.
Well, we'll see how this one plays out. China is always playing, but never solving anything. And so they're very opportunistic, of course, that made international news that the Houthis put a threat on a tanker or two going through the other strait that's a choke point over in the Middle East, the Red Sea. Very, very important to Europe especially, but also to Asia markets. And the Saudis introduced them to some fine American technology in the 48 hours that followed that, that might have maybe changed a little bit of the calculus of the Houthis, who are trying to engage in the same economic terrorism that their friends in Iran were using. So I don't know that China's on the winning side of this, not necessarily making friends and influencing people, but they're always showing up at anyone else's picnic trying to steal the hot dog.
I'm going to steal that forever now. POTUS, there's no way to segue from that. It's just too good. Trump is also banning foreign-made robots and power gear in this AI race with China. That seems, I'm going to, maybe it's my naivete or just lack of, no, I'm surprised it's not already banned.
Right. Well, this is the part of the technology challenge that we have generally. We have become so dependent on a lot of technologies, and it's everywhere in our lives. And we think about things large and small, and we assume the small things don't matter that much. And really, whether it's drones or autonomous vehicles or autonomous robots, we have a lot of components that come from China. Software that could be China backdoors, kill switches in some things, aggregation of data, all the things that you think of when you're worried about something, say, like TikTok. They apply to physical objects walking around, too, including your lovely little personal assistants that play your music and spy on your daily calendar. So all of these things, we have sort of the front end of a policy debate of how much should we err on the side of safety and sort of clean supply chains, and how much should we rely on market forces and sort of common sense decisions about the risk reward and in using these kinds of technologies. So the Trump administration from time to time is coming down pretty solidly on the side of safety and American tech. But there's a lot of gaps where American manufacturing is not filling in yet. So I think this is going to be an ongoing tug of war, everything from data centers to vehicles to the smart devices that we use in our everyday lives.
I just want the United States on that issue. And for those just joining us, we're talking with our good friend Steve Yates, to be not reactionary, which you know would signal that we're on a defensive foot with this. I want us to be proactive and be, you know, honestly, the aggressor in all of this situation. I don't want us to lose out to China and all of this. I mean, but it seems almost like with every single headline, it's China doing something and us reacting as opposed to China reacting to something that we're pushing. I mean, what is the correct read on that?
Well, I agree very much with your frame on this, and it's also the position I would like to be in. I sort of somewhat jokingly try to pretend like I'm a young person who can speak the current jargon, just say we should be America maxing. Everything should just be great America, do the best in America, have the best people in the world wanting to collaborate with America. I think President Trump speaks in these ways and is trying to reorder economic flows that are consistent with this. But ultimately, I think that's how we thump the commies on the head. And we stay ahead in AI, space, tech, and everything else. But we've just barely begun to get out of our own way, whether it was the sort of Green New Deal environmental madness, the overregulation of water in America down to the puddle. Yeah. All of these really, really stupid things got in the way of America. Also, to include, we stood in the way of nuclear energy, which should have been the most environmentally friendly and powerful way to fuel an AI and tech-oriented economy, and the madness of the broader left and the Borg that was globalism stood in the way of doing that, except if you're China. Mm. So yes, we should be doing everything possible as America, and when we do, we'll win. But at this point, we're just at the front end of right-sizing our supply chains and our manufacturing capabilities and working with friends and allies to do the same thing.
I know that Xi Jinping was talking with Brazil's president, and apparently they're looking to strengthen their what they call bilateral, multilateral strategic coordination. What does that gobbledygook mean?
Well, the good news part of this is how lonely Brazil must be looking at its continent and its near abroad, when not that long ago there would have been a whole bunch of socialist sympathetic governments fill out that whole neighborhood, and the blessed people of the region have gone to the polls and voted in better governments in large measure. So now Brazil looks like a bit of an outlier. The bad news is Brazil is still really big, and it's still governed by someone who I really intensely don't like. My granddad taught me not to say hate, but I really intensely don't like this guy. He's got a great voice, but other than that, nothing going for him. So Lula is a bad actor, and he has been open to China influence. Brazil's still a big ag economy and potentially a big manufacturing base for not just our hemisphere, but a lot of Europe and Africa too. So it's an important position. And China is having a harder time with places like Panama. We might actually be doing a little better with Mexico than we were in times past. And so it's going to the open space. And that is Brazil right now. So hopefully you were talking a little bit about CRINC, this China and Iran and North Korea and Russia confab. Brazil every once in a while likes to play in that soup too. And that's what we're seeing. Hopefully it's more theater and we can have that broader regional pressure, maybe get Israel or Brazilian voters to get, you know, give sanity another chance post Lula.
Now, that seems the only area or the only part of the world where we were proactive and we thwarted China. And we now have all of these, as you were saying, all of these countries, they had, you know, right leaning election results, and, you know, save for Brazil. So that seems to where they're on a defensive foot there. I wanted to switch gears and ask you about this story that came out over the weekend, well, not over the weekend, like Monday, Tuesday, I guess, that gets into the issue of our stockpiles, our munitions, you know, things like that, our interceptors. There's accusations that it's being leaked from within the administration, but I just remember under Joe Biden, these things were being reported on when Biden was in office. There were questions as to how much he was giving other countries, you know, of interceptors, et cetera. From your estimation, because you've played in this world for so long, and for those who don't know, Stephen's worked in two presidential administrations with foreign policy and defense. How accurate is this? And I mean, is it something that, I mean, is it basically freak out time?
Yeah, well, I tend not to freak out about things like this, although I do think there's a legitimate concern about what are we manufacturing, at what cost, on what timeline, and how are we allocating our resources. All of that's very, very legitimate. We've obviously expended a good bit in dealing with Iran, which is really why I hope the president looks at maybe open the aperture to let other allies come in and swing away. It'd be fine if there were Israeli, Saudi, other people stepping in to ground and pound on the Revolutionary Guard, which I think is the problem in this equation. I'm not so much in favor of the constant pauses to give negotiations a chance. I understand the logic behind it. I don't begrudge it. The president's trying to do something hard. But ultimately, this comes down to power. We have the options, we have the power to push decisively on this. But if we don't want to do it all ourselves, and I'm in favor of not doing it all ourselves, open up for others. But we also have sufficient means to be able to do what we need to in other theaters like Asia Pacific. Mm-hmm. And the Pentagon is moving, I think, in the right direction in a revolution in military affairs that looks at new kinds of weapons and platforms that are probably cheaper, more tech reliant, risk our soldiers less, more unmanned platforms that are in the mix. And I think that's to our advantage. And we just need to be maxing that too. And so I don't tend to panic. I do think it's true. There are people people, what happens with the leaks in government, people will leak meetings. People will leak briefings. That is not leaking what we actually have. And so it's an approximation of the truth, usually for someone else's grievance. And I, frankly, as someone who's had security clearances and been in those meetings, I get sick of the people who sort of, they lose in the meeting, and so they try to win on the outside by leaking. That's sort of pathetic in a certain sense. You're not protecting the Republic by doing that sometimes. There might be whistleblower times where it matters. This is not what's happening this instance.
Yeah, this is not a whistleblower thing. Well, I hope we're able to find out who's doing it, because it does undermine the administration. I mean, it changes the footing on which they stand from holding negotiations, which is, we can't have that happening. Our good friend Stephen Yates, always appreciate you, my friend. Follow him on X, a must follow at Steve Yates. And we look forward to talking with you again. You're always so generous with us with your time. So we're grateful. Thank you, my friend. As we move, we also have Days of These United States, our partners that bring you the program. It's our friends over at GhostBed. Okay. Every place that we stayed when we were traveling was nice. It was not my GhostBed mattress. So I'm a brat. And this company needs to make a portable mattress for me, because I'm already done. I'm like, I need my GhostBed mattress. If you are not sleeping on a GhostBed, you might as well be sleeping on a hobo peacock. I don't know. I'm just saying it. Don't Google that. Don't Google it. It is the best made mattress out there. I say this as somebody who spent a sinful amount on a bougie brand and that was trash. GhostBed is just the absolute best. First off, they have cooling tech built into every mattress. I don't know if you knew this or not. Cooling tech in every single mattress, where everybody else charges you extra for it. They don't at GhostBed, because part of their whole mattress. The construction's better. The materials are better. The support, you will notice the difference legit right away. You're not tossing and turning. I lay down on this thing and I am out till morning. I used to have to take 20 milligrams of melatonin a night to go to sleep. Now I'm down to 10. I'm not even kidding you. And I think it's because my mattress is just so supportive. I'm not tossing and turning all night. GhostBed helps with all the issues that you're dealing with, because it's not you, it's your mattress. And you get 101 nights to try it in your home. This is a piece of health equipment, right? You're supposed to rest and restore. If you're not doing that, it is having a negative impact on your health. So do something good for yourself and get a GhostBed. Like I said, 101 nights to try it in your home. If you do not feel the difference, you can send it back risk-free. So right now they're offering all of you out there 10% off. Visit ghostbed.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana. That's ghostbed.com/Dana. Promo code Dana for an extra 10% off.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
As a mom of two boys, car seats and strollers are a big deal. I want safe, stylish, and affordable.
And that's why I'm excited to talk about Joy.
As a new grandfather, I know a 360 seat is a game changer. With the Joy Pepper Spin SI, I turn the seat towards me, reducing lower back strain and eliminating the need to bend uncomfortably into the car. And I'm a grandpa now. My back always hurts.
And it's the only car seat you'll need, growing with your child from birth to approximately 12 years.
And we have a special promo for listeners. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026.
That's joiebaby.com.
Use code POD20, that's POD20.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. Do we want the guy who stole diesel fuel with a giant magnet and got caught? And do we want the guy whose derelict boats cost like $500,000 to remove? Or what about the ancient skin disease that's like surging across Florida because people are eating gross stuff? Or I don't know, maybe about how a 911 call for chest pain led to murder and arson charges for a guy. Let's start there. That's a Lee County, Florida man. He faces multiple felony charges, including murder, because after two separate emergency calls to the same address, firefighters discovered a woman's body inside of a burning home. They said emergency medical services initially responded to a residence after a 23-year-old named George Beamer called 911 requesting some help for chest pain. Paramedics arrived. They evaluated Beamer at the scene, took him to the hospital. But then after they left, there was another call and they at the same house. So firefighters arrived. And they entered the structure to put the fire out, and that's when they discovered a severely burned woman inside. So then they had to investigate the fire, how it started, how was she in there, and long story long, they arrested Beamer, charged him with second-degree murder, first-degree arson, and abuse of a dead body. They still have not released the identity of the deceased woman who was on fire, he done did it, is the thing. A fleeing felon was caught by a canine after tossing trafficking-level drugs, so a lot, out of his car window. Why do people do this? Yeah. You throw drugs out the window in full view of cops. They're going to see you. Absolute walking mental abortion. So this guy is already a convicted felon. He led the deputies on pursuit through Deltona, fled a traffic stop, and then they saw him tossing bags filled with guns and tons of drugs. Guns and drugs, just throwing them out the window. Of course, he was like, they're not mine. I don't know where they came from. And the police are like, we legit saw you throwing them out the window. Like, it's on dash cam video. We saw you doing it. And he's still, Donnie Williams, 29 years old, still kept denying it, even though they saw him doing it. He fled. He was in a BMW. He didn't make a complete stop. Then he fled, and that immediately made police more suspicious. And then they saw him dump all this stuff out, but they made contact. They even had a chopper ahead. They had canine as well. They discovered so much stuff from this dude. Now, the dude was, the canine bit him because he's a good boy. He was medically cleared the perp of all injuries, and he was taken back to prison. I can't even get you all the charges that he had. Fleener attempting to elude, active lights and siren, driving with the license canceled, suspended or revoked, possession of a firearm by a convicted in-state felon, sale and delivery of a controlled substance, trafficking fentanyl and methamphetamine, possession of paraphernalia, resisting without violence, tampering with evidence. Dude, he's going to go away for a while. He apparently had tons of fentanyl and meth on him. Trafficking levels. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty glad that like, didn't, you know, get out. That would have been horrific. Let's see here. We also got the removing of Florida man's derelict boat has cost the state $370,000 already. This dude, he lives on derelict boats randomly. He's received over 20 citations about the boats that he's either lived in or owned, and they have no means of propulsion and no means of steering. It's out in Key West. It's cost the state hundreds of thousands of dollars because they got to remove them.
It's like an inner tube.
Yeah, so the guy's name is Huck Abay. Now, I'm not saying it like Britney Spears. It's spelled like Huck, A-B-A-Y. So not like Huck A-B-E-E. It's Huck Abay, H-U-C-K-A-B-A-Y. See the difference? Huck Abay, Huck A-B, very different.
I hear it.
James Huck Abay, Jr., 69, more than 20 citations about boats that he's either owned or lived on, has no means of propulsion or steering. The violations were so numerous and egregious, they revoked his ability to register and title a boat in the state. So he can't even register a boat in the state anymore. They're not even going to allow him to do that. A Florida man was accused of stealing 300 gallons of diesel fuel. He got caught at a Circle K with a giant fuel tank and magnet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The man, he was at the Circle K pumps in Deltona and DeLand, and they began investigating. Usanel Lara, 40, facing multiple counts of larceny, and they got the big diesel, they got the big magnet, all of that, and they were able to take him in the pokey.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
This is Danielle Fishel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. A lot of you might not know this, but I'm the world's best grandpa.
That's right. He has a shirt that says so.
And now with a newborn in our family, I'm all about finding safe, stylish, and affordable car seats and strollers.
And that's where Joy comes in. What started in the UK as an award-winning baby gear brand and number one car seat made its way to the US 2 years ago, and it's quickly becoming a household name.
Especially the Joy Pepper Spin SI rotating car seat.
Parents know what's up with the 360, giving you the ability to turn the seat toward you and making it easier to get your kids in and out of the car.
It has four modes of use, from birth to big kid, meaning this is the only car seat you'll need.
And even a grandpa like me can install it. It has two quick and easy installation options with labels on the car seat and how-to videos to ensure a secure, pain-free install.
And with easy-to-remove, machine-washable fabrics, you're ready for all of life's unexpected messes.
And we have a special promo for our listeners. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026.
That's joiebaby.com.
Use code POD20. That's POD20.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
This is not AI. It's like watching Fat Gay Wally. This is Fat Gay Wally. Wally. It's... I don't know what this is. Kane?
They're just not hover chairs yet.
It is overweight, trans, something, whatever, far left people.
Why is everybody in a wheelchair?
I'm afraid to ask. I don't know if they're like, excuse me, they need it. Or if they identify as that, I don't know. I don't even know how to respond. I have jet lag. I don't even know how to respond to some of this stuff.
Treating mental illness great again.
And they gather all together like that. Like it's a kettle.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
A lot of you might not know this, but I'm the world's best grandpa.
That's right. He has a shirt that says so.
And now with a newborn in our family, I'm all about finding safe, stylish, and affordable car seats and strollers.
And that's where Joy comes in. What started in the UK as an award-winning baby gear brand and number one car seat made its way to the US 2 years ago, and it's quickly becoming a household name.
Especially the Joy Pepper Spin SI rotating car seat.
Parents know what's up with the 360, giving you the ability to turn the seat toward you and making it easier to get your kids in and out of the car.
It has four modes of use, from birth to big kid, meaning this is the only car seat you'll need.
And even a grandpa like me can install it. It has two quick and easy installation options with labels on the car seat and how-to videos to ensure a secure, pain-free install.
And with easy-to-remove, machine-washable fabrics, you're ready for all of life's unexpected messes.
And we have a special promo for our listeners. Get 20% off on joybaby.com's entire site from now until October 15th, 2026.
That's joiebaby.com.
Use code POD20. That's POD20.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A 7.1 mag earthquake hits Japan's southern island. A southern island in Japan. Dozens are injured or missing. I think they would probably like to be done with all of the earthquakes. It's kind of a 7.1, the southern main island of Kyushu, leaving several people, several fatalities, dozens of others injured or missing. A shopping center apparently collapsed, a huge chimney at a paper factory. They have a tsunami warning that was issued, but then was quickly lifted. Also, this AI slop detection. There's now a slop janitor. It's called Pangram, an AI detection startup. They promise near perfect accuracy in sniffing out writing and imagery that wasn't made by people. And I'm like, I feel like this is the thing to invest in. It is because generative AI is so horrible. So now it's a big thing. I went really long last segment, so I'm completely robbing you of headlines. I'm going to make that up to you here coming up. Stick with us.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Okay, let's talk about how women's hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. But nobody mentions that part. That's exactly why Vella exists. They've created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater that help women navigate dryness, discomfort, and the realities of menopause. Because women deserve solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones changed. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Go to VellaBio.com.
You never know what the week's going to throw at you. That's why you need to keep your engine ready with Pennzoil Platinum, the full synthetic motor oil that maximizes engine protection. And you can maximize your time, too, by scheduling a quick oil change at your local Walmart Auto Care Center. They'll get it done while you shop. Ask for Pennzoil Platinum, and you can receive a $25 virtual prepaid card. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Ends August 31st, 2026 at participating locations only. Terms and restrictions apply. See details at pennzoil.com/claim.
The impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.